And how can opposition, unions and interested parties examine this recommendation when we haven't even seen the review yet? Minister, people putting their lives on the line might be given a €100 per week payment. At the same time, as has been said before here previously, the new Secretary General of the Department of Health is reportedly receiving an €81,000 pay rise, increasing the salary for this position to €292,000. Who sanctioned this? Where did this idea come from? And why has it been pursued when Mr Watt has already been working as Secretary General in the interim? The department said the most highly complex, with a very challenging brief, particularly in the midst of the global pandemic. Was this increase requested as part of the contract negotiation? I think we would need to know that. Has the Secretary General of the department been involved in the vaccination strategy? This week has seen reports of family members of hospital management and construction workers and others receiving leftover vaccinations. What involvement has the Secretary General and the department had in the vaccination strategies? The TANAIS has recently talking about all these ventilators that we have, but said that we don't have the personnel capacity to use them. Was the TANAIS referring to a warehouse full of usable ventilators? I understand that globally we have been experiencing an unprecedented pandemic, but it is amazing that the money that can be found when deemed as necessary within this government. While huge pay increases are being discussed at Cabinet, like the Tories, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil last year encouraged the public to clap for our healthcare workers. Applause won't pay your rent, Minister, or put food on your table, or pay for your transport to and from work.